Now, Qatar's emir and a Saudi crown prince hold a phone conversation in an effort to resolve a three-month diplomatic row. Qatar state media says Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani has agreed to Saudi crown prince Mohammed bin Salman's request to appoint envoys to discuss differences. Meanwhile, Saudi media says a Qatari emir is willing to discuss demands from Saudi Arabia and three other Arab states. Qatar has been blockaded by Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Bahrain since June 5th. Four Persian Gulf nations have closed their land and sea borders to Qatar and imposed economic and air traffic restrictions, accusing the country of fostering extremism. Doha has strongly denied the allegations. And joining us for more on the story out of Washington is Mr. James Joshua's political analyst and a former U.S. diplomat. Hello, sir, and thanks for joining us on the back on the program. Now, could this all finally be a prelude to some kind of breakthrough in improving diplomatic ties between these countries?
Well, let's certainly hope so. A few days ago, President Trump said he welcomed the Kuwaiti effort to mediate something here. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but I think we're a long way from where we were back in June, when it was there was a real threat that the Saudis would try to invade Qatar. I think the fact that Iran and Turkey both expressed their strong support for Qatar dissuaded the Saudis from doing that. Prince Mohammed bin Salman has enough problems in Yemen without starting another war with Qatar. So I think hopefully cooler heads are starting to prevail.
And Mr. Joshua, we have breaking news coming in now that Saudi Arabia is declaring any dialogue or communications with Qatar shall be suspended. Now, this is just minutes after we just got this breaking that we're finally going to break the ice and see what it is. It's, the Saudis are saying that it was the Qataris that initially got in contact with us. The Qataris are saying, no, it was Riyadh that got in contact with us. So why all the posturing? Why not just cut through all this red tape and sit down for talks?
Well, welcome to international politics. Of course, there's a lot of posturing. I didn't call you. You called me. You can't fire me. I quit. You know, this is the kind of mentality you see sometimes. And I can understand that each side wants to portray things as though the other side capitulated. So I hope this is nothing more than a momentary speed bump, given that really neither side has any good alternatives except to start a real dialogue.
But Riyadh's going as far as suspending it just because of this accusation that Doha is saying they're the ones that called us first.
Well, we'll see. I for some reason suspect that suspension will not last very long. I hope not anyway.
And mediators both from the U.S. and from Kuwait said that the 13 demands that were imposed by Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Egypt were unreasonable for Doha. So do you feel like there will be some kind of softening of tone from Riyadh, or do you think they're going to stick to their guns and we're going to have to see Doha maybe somehow, tone down its unwillingness to bow down on those demands?
I think there has to be a softening. The Saudi demands were absurd on their face. Let's remember, the big thing that they kept saying was Qatar supports terrorism, by which they meant the Muslim Brotherhood, which, of course, the Saudis supported in the past. But the real sin was that the Qataris talked to the Iranians. And, of course, as we know, the entire Saudi policy under Crown Prince Mohammed has been to make Iran the bad guy. And that's the product they've been selling here in the United States. And we see ads nightly on our TV about, Qatar is a terrible supporter of terrorism. We know, for example, both Qatar and the Saudis support Daesh and al-Qaeda in Syria. That doesn't seem to be the problem. So, look, what the real points of dispute are have almost nothing to do with what the Saudis' formal demands are.
I want to thank you for joining us. We just have more breaking news coming in off the wire. It says the Saudi foreign ministry just announced that Qatari state media reports show manipulation of the truth by Doha. It seems like this thing is already hitting a wall before it even got off the ground. Thank you for joining us out of Washington, Mr. James Jotras, political analyst and former U.S. diplomat.